Eliza Ahern started a small coffee house in the backside of the St. Clair Shores Library called The Galley, themed after the waterfront of St. Clair Shores. She turned that success into the combination of Wally's, the old Wally's frozen custard. So her menu is very, very diverse. She makes a wicked chicken salad sandwich with grapes and maybe some nuts in it. So if you're nut, you have a nut allergy, that might be a problem. But her menus are just off the chart. The Galley closed because of a conflict of interest because her husband, Matt, was on the city council. So the Galley pulled out of the library. Wally's expanded from Eaton Mile and Harper to where they are now, and they basically combined the Galley and the Wally's together in one big thing. So that's why the menu is so diverse. Anthony, go ahead.
I haven't been there for any of the other stuff, but the custard's worth the drive, Sean. That's all I can tell you. Worth the drive.
Well, it's on the list. I'm not going to call it a bucket list, but I was just not aware it was there. I'm in that area frequently enough to where I just gotta make it a point. So, yeah, cool. I was looking for, I don't even remember what I was looking for actually yesterday, and I saw, what's this? And I looked at it, and I sent a link over to Wally, and then I saw the firefighter tie-in. I says, oh. And Wally knew all about it.
Well, they actually have two retired fire trucks in a bay garage off of the north end of the building. They enter and exit, I think, out the back. I don't think the front bay door is open. I'm not sure. It's been two summers since I've seen Eliza. But, last summer, actually. I saw her last summer. But, yeah, I've known the two of them for quite some time. And great people, great personalities, great business people. And like I said, any of those four businesses, Wally's, I can't remember the name of the liquor store there, but they're a very well-stocked party store, liquor store. Of course, Gilbert's that I can remember as a kid, and I mean a kid. And of course, well, I have yet to get to Charlie's, but based on your reputation or your critique of it, I definitely have to get in there. And I've heard nothing but good things about that. So, and then, of course, you cut down one of the side streets and head east over to Mack Avenue, and what do you run into? The best cannoli place in town.
Sean, there is another custard place that has been reviewed highly. I haven't been there, but my wife and daughter went. It's called JJ's, and it's probably closer down to your grandkids. You should check it out. It's on Kirchhoff in the park deep. So I've heard really good things about it, though.